Welcome to Ketchum at Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. As we walk down the harbor docks, many don't realize there is an entire world under their feet. This world teems with life. Aquatic animals and algae swaying in the currents, and jellies floating through the water. This Ketchum at Current will be about some of the critters in the Homer Harbor. Some common animals you can find are anemones, barnacles, mussels, limpets, and even tube worms. Some less common animals include nudibranch, sea stars, crabs, jellyfish, and aquatic worms. All of these animals have a role to play. Anemones offer cover to small fish, crabs, and shrimp if they don't get caught by their tentacles. They mainly use anemones for their camouflage and defense. Anemones are mainly carnivores. This helps control the population of smaller animals that they can catch. In Homer, they mainly eat small fish and shrimp. Anemones can take over a rocky habitat, which can crowd out other important species like barnacles, mussels, and even sponges. They have stinging cells that they use to stun and then consume small animals. This is a great tool for anemones, but it prevents other organisms from living close to them. This reduces the available habitat for other animals. Sea stars help keep the sea urchin and shelled creature populations in check. This can help protect kelp forests. Kelp forests are crucial for marine life as they are used as shelter, breeding grounds, and a food source. Sea stars are also eaten by other animals, like otters, birds, and large fish. In some areas, sea stars are too abundant and can consume their prey faster than they can reproduce. This causes imbalance in the habitats and can cause further issues in the area. Nudibranchs are small sea slugs that contribute to the ecosystem in many ways. They eat sponges, anemones, barnacles, hydroids, and even other nudibranchs. Some use the toxins produced by anemones and hydroids as a defense mechanism against their predators. So instead of the animal dying and then releasing their toxins into the water, the nudibranchs take them and use them. Nudibranchs are sensitive to water quality and temperature, so if they are seen in an ecosystem, it can be an indicator that it is a healthy ecosystem. Although some nudibranchs are toxic or taste terrible, some fish do eat them. Sea cucumbers are the ocean's janitors. They move around and feed on organic materials like animal feces, decaying plant matter, dead animal parts, and sometimes even other animals on the ocean floor. They recycle nutrients and help keep the seafloor clean. When they move around, they disturb the sediment on the ground. This aerates the ocean floor, which helps other creatures that live there. Sea cucumbers are eaten by crab, sea stars, fish, and even people. Because they are valuable in the seafood and traditional medicine markets, they can be overfished, which can harm the ecosystem. Many sea cucumbers reproduce and age slowly. Sea cucumbers can live up to 12 years and officially reach maturity around 4 to 8 years, so it is easy to overharvest them. If you do harvest them, please keep that in mind. Unlike some of the other aquatic life I mentioned, they don't have a predatory role in their ecosystem, though they benefit the habitats that they live in. This is Warren Baxter, and this has been Ketchum at Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Ketchum at Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.